Good morning, I'm Barbara Dawson. I've lived in Noah County for 48 years. For 12 of that years, I was chief clerk of the Noah County Election Board. The last 24 years, I served as secretary of the Noah County Election Board. Retired in 2012. In those 36 years, I've become familiar with the workings of the county government and have served with some fine people. At this time, our county government is grinding to a halt due to the most vicious campaign tactics I have ever witnessed. Our elected officials and their staff are afraid to do anything for fear of being attacked, ridiculed on public media. Turn in the for frivolous investigations and threats. All this over a smear campaign by a few uninformed, vicious citizens, some of which don't even live here. I would call for the citizens in this commission to step up and help Sheriff Freeman at this time. The silent majority I've spoken to appreciate and support Sheriff Freeman. We have been very direct to his support to not join in the bickering and running a clean campaign, and to move forward and act with dignity and respect that our citizens deserve. Sheriff Freeman stepped forward when others had the opportunity but refused to take on a very bad situation and a department in turmoil and a very depleted budget. Crisis left in the wake of Sheriff Hadley. Unfortunate attempt to hold this office. The others that is nearing a new budget term and tariff times are nearing an end, they will want to tear him down, assassinate him and his family character and good name to further their own political agenda. No matter the cost to the taxpayers, lawsuits they leave in their wake, or harm they do to achieve these goals. I support Sheriff Freeman and his staff. We call for the dirty politics be put behind us and let this community pull together and follow Sheriff Freeman's examples of ethic and dedication to his duty, his community, and his promise to protect and serve. In November, use your vote to voice your opinion. Participate in election in civil and protect form. That's the way of reasonable society. Drop this lynch mob mentality. Allow our county government to move forward. This is our home. These are our people, friends, and neighbors. Thank you for this time, and thank you, Sheriff Freeman.
Amen, amen.
Mr. Dawson.
Ladies and gentlemen, and to the board, Mr. Chairman, I'm Gary Dawson, a resident of Noah County since 1958. I would like to address the commission and the citizens of Noah County on behalf of the so same many citizens who do appreciate and support the efforts of our law enforcement, fire and ambulance, and many other public employees who work hard for the betterment of our city and county, which I'm honored to call home. I have talked to many citizens who support Sheriff Freeman and appreciate that he stepped up and took on a hard job in a budget deficit left by former Sheriff Hadley. The job was open to applications to anyone that was qualified for a month or so, and no one, including the spokesperson for the concerned citizens, would step up and tackle this difficult situation. No one but Sheriff Freeman came forward in tough times to take on someone else's mess with a few disloyal employees and give them a chance to help turn this runaway train around and guarantee the citizens of Noah County has the law enforcement presence we so needed at the time and continue to need. Sheriff Freeman got his first commission in and for Noah County Sheriff's Office in 1999, completed his CLEAT certification in 2000. That's 19 years as a certified police officer in the state of Oklahoma. And some would try to have us believe he has no experience in law enforcement. This is not the case, and it is not the truth. With that said, there were times he went to other agencies and returned, all while maintaining his CLEAT certifications. A big point has been made in trying to embarrass and demean him because he went to work as the janitor for the county courthouse. To clarify this, as a deputy sheriff in Noah County, at that time he was a sergeant. He made about $1,600 a month. As a janitor, he got a pay raise to $1,869 a month. Let that soak in. Mm-hmm. Our deputy sheriff, our dear sheriffs put their lives on the line and work untold weekends and nights, make almost $1,600 a month, and the janitor makes $1,869. Off every weekend, home with his children every night. A young man with two fine children to raise and make a home for, and that was almost a $200 a month pay raise. And he's still a working man. It doesn't matter your station in life. And just like you and I, he was a working man. And they want to make fun of that. At least I remind you, Sheriff Hallett was the dog catcher. Then a reserve deputy, then a deputy, and then the sheriff. Both these fine men were working men, doing what they work they could find and do what they do to support their family. And I won't stand for someone to demean that at all. When Sheriff Freeman took this tough seat, he knew what it was and has not complained or cried about his situation. And those now would like to tear him down because of a new budget's on the way and tough times are soon over because they want this job now. They didn't want it when it was tough, but they want to step in and take it now. And they have just set out to assassinate him and his family. And that's not right. I support Sheriff Freeman and his staff and urge all law enforcement, city, county, and state to pull together as the brotherhood you should already be, not bickering and fighting each other. And put your politics behind you and do the job and the duty you swore to do for the citizens. Protect and serve as you gave your word to do. Support each other for the common good. Vote for who you wish in November, but until then, clean up this mess. Stop the dirty talk politics. Shout down those who make the entire community look like fools and buffoons on the internet. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Follow Sheriff Freeman's an example of working with the dignity and dedication to this community. This is our home. Thank you for your time, and thank you, Sheriff Freeman.